picnics coming for Victoria, France reeling after Australia's new defence pact, and the world's first chartered passenger flight has blasted into space. Good afternoon, it's Thursday, September 14. I'm Amelia Maguire and this is your news with The Age. Victoria's lockdown restrictions will be eased slightly from midnight on Friday to permit small outdoor gatherings within a 10-kilometre radius of one's home. Unvaccinated people or those who have had just one COVID-19 vaccine dose will be able to gather in groups of two for outdoor recreation. Groups of five vaccinated people from no more than two households will also be able to socialise outdoors. Victoria recorded 514 new COVID-19 cases today, its highest daily total during the current outbreak. And Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed he will outline a roadmap for easing restrictions in the state on Sunday. The Prime Minister has heralded a forever partnership with the United States after signing on to a joint initiative with the States and the United Kingdom that will see Australia achieve a nuclear-powered submarine fleet. But the defence pact is not just limited to submarines. Crucially, the three nations have also committed to work together on cyber defences, artificial intelligence, military capabilities and supply chains. The deal blindsided France, whose existing $90 billion submarine partnership with Australia is now dead in the water. It's poor timing for the European Union, which will tomorrow announce its Indo-Pacific strategy and pledge a role in the region's security and defence. You can hear more on this story from Nathaniel Cooper and Matthew Knott on today's episode of Please Explain. In a big step for space tourism, the first chartered passenger flight for Elon Musk's SpaceX took off this morning. It's the first time in 60 years of human spaceflight that no professional astronaut was aboard an orbit-bound rocket. American entrepreneur Jared Isaacman paid for the flight, which will orbit the Earth for 3 days at an altitude of 575 kilometres, a total of 160 kilometres higher than the International Space Station. And in other news, the Prime Minister is prepared to reconsider Christian Porter's position on the front bench if he is found to have breached ministerial standards by accepting anonymous donations for his legal fees. The Murugappan family, at the centre of a protracted immigration dispute, will be allowed to remain in Perth for another 3 months while their latest legal battle plays out in court. And Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles has accused the FBI and gymnastics officials of turning a blind eye to USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar's abuse of her and hundreds of other women. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Amelia Maguire. Have a great evening.